Many members of Congress share concerns about a proposed EPA rule. That story next on This Land of Ours. Lawmakers from all over this land of ours are voicing concerns about EPA's proposed Waters of the United States rule. Representative Doug LaMalfa says the rule would put land use decisions in Northern California and the Central Valley under federal control.
The proposed Waters of the United States rule would give the federal government control over every tributary of every navigable water and tributaries to those streams and even unconnected bodies of water which are adjacent to such waters. Administration also claims control over every area of dry land that is subject to inundation under moderate to high flows, which effectively would include the entire Central Valley.
Vicki Hartzler of Missouri explains why she opposes the rule.
I think it's a federal power grab that needs to be pushed back on at every turn. I call it the Mother May I rule. And if this goes through, I think we're going to have to go to big government and ask Mother May I to plant a crop or to protect our crops or to make any changes or build a terrace or build a pond. Mother May I, can I do this? And that's just wrong.
And Congressman Rick Crawford of Arkansas says the rule is simply too vague.
The significant nexus being utilized as their determining factor whether a body of water is going to be regulated. That significant nexus is very subjective. There's no clarity on who makes that determination. Is it an individual? Is it a group of people? If they could demonstrate a significant nexus between a regulated and non-regulated waterway, then that non-regulated waterway then becomes a regulated waterway.
Attempts are being made in Congress to stop the rule before it even starts. We'll find out more about that tomorrow on This Land of Ours.